Welcome to the Mum Boss Podcast, hosted by me, Renee O'Neill. I'm your host, life and business coach for mums, and a mum of two myself. I'm here to help you be the present mum you're wanting to be, whilst also having a successful business, because you can have both. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You have come to the right place if you're a mum who dreams of time and financial freedom and wants to be fulfilled in life alongside motherhood. This podcast is a place where you can come to be inspired and empowered whilst also getting tangible tips, advice, and strategies to help you in your life and business. So let's dive in. This past week and a half, sickness struck the family, including myself, and I have only started feeling better in the last couple of days with my voice somewhat returning to normal. And I do hope that my voice doesn't sound too nasally or raspy on the other end. And if it does, I truly apologize. But what happens is during this time, I was forced to revert back to my daily non-negotiables, which are those minimal things that we need to do in order to keep things ticking along. And getting clear on what your non-negotiables are makes a big difference. It makes a big difference in being able to get through moments of sickness or when life throws that inevitable lemon our way. And as mums in business, you know, we're always juggling so much. You have businesses, our families, our relationships, we've got hobbies, you know, you might be caring for elderly parents or family members as well. And so we wear a lot of hats. And just like you, I too wear a lot of hats. You know, I have two children, I've got my business, I've got the podcast, I've got a shift working husband, and I also help take care of my elderly nan as well. Plus, let's not forget about cooking, cleaning. I mean, you know, the list goes on, as I'm sure yours does too. Now, an analogy that I often share when on the topic of juggling, and that is to think of yourself juggling balls. You've got glass balls that you're juggling, and then you've got plastic ones. The glass balls are your non-negotiables. They are those things in your life and business that must happen in order to keep things ticking along. Then, of course, we've got those plastic balls. These are the nice to do, the nice to have. You know, they might be things like updating your website or creating a new offer or product or finishing reading that book or binging a Netflix series. So when sickness strikes or a crisis or a lemon comes your way, you can drop those plastic balls and just focus on the glass ones until you have the capabilities to be able to pick the plastic ones back up again. Now, you better believe in the week that I've had of navigating sickness, the laundry and the housework would drop pretty damn quickly. And, you know, I would be lying if I didn't say that at times this juggle has been a lot, you know, where I have almost gave up on my business because it can feel like it's all too hard. And that concept of I don't have enough time often comes to play. But what has kept me striving forward and keep going is my why, you know, that reason why I started my business, the passion I have for what I do, and what I've been lucky enough to do now for the past 4 years. And so finding strategies and ways to manage my time, I cannot begin to tell you, has been monumentally key. And I want to share my perspective on productivity and time with you so that you can keep going. You can find, build, or continue creating that success for yourself without sacrificing family time, without sacrificing time for yourself, for your relationships, your friendships. Now, being that this is a podcast episode, ideally, I wanted to jam-pack it full of value for you so that you could walk away with as many tangible tips, action steps, and tools that I could possibly provide you. But then I thought to myself, wait, being this is a podcast episode, if I try to jam too much into my schedule and day, that leads me to feeling overwhelmed and stressed. And I certainly don't want you to walk away feeling like that. Instead, the first thing I want you to take away from what I'm sharing with you is, in fact, taking things off your to-do list and off your schedule is actually the best way to be productive. Crazy, I know, and probably not what you're expecting to hear from me. You also don't need me to share with you productivity hacks. I am sure that you've probably heard them all, tried them, implemented some, or even done a quick Google search and, you know, you'll find plenty. So I'm not here to share that with you either. Now, on the topic of productivity, it really is more about what you do with the time you have, far more than about how much time you actually have. And people get really stuck on the fact that they have limited time. But if you're intentional with your time, you'll find that you're able to achieve more and not be overwhelmed or stressed. Have you ever thought or even said, "I don't have enough time"? You're not alone, because I have too thought and said this many, many times. There have absolutely been times I've said to myself, "I don't have time." Especially in the early days of juggling little kids, I used to have a part-time job alongside my business as well. And so I truly felt like I never had time. My schedule was full. I had young children to take care of, a business to run, a house to take care of. But even then, the reality is I did have time for what I made a priority. And so do you. I'm actually going to be a little bit brutally honest here. When we say to ourselves, "I don't have time for that," it is actually code for, "It's not a priority for me." "I don't have time" isn't true. And I'll give you an example why. If somebody called you saying that your house is on fire, come quickly, you would drop everything to be there. A drastic example, I know, but one that shows that if something is a priority, you will just make the time. So now we've busted that myth, let's talk about the concept of time. You know, I've had several experiences in my life that have altered and shifted my perspective on how I live my life and where I invest my time. My perspective on time changed completely when at just 22, I got the biggest scare of my life. I heard a doctor say those fateful words, "cancer." And in that moment, everything shifted for me. My perception of time, how much I might possibly have left, and I went into absolute scarcity mode, dreading the thought that my time and my life might be cut shorter than I thought. All of a sudden, it hit me that I may not have many, many years left. You know, at 22, you feel almost invincible. You've got your whole life in front of you. And so that experience certainly made an impact on me. And, you know, it was quite the journey and not one I'll dive into today because that's a whole podcast on its own. But unfortunately, you know, we all know someone who has been affected by this awful disease, and it really changes us at our core. When you're in a position where you don't know how things will turn out, when you're not sure that things will actually be okay, it changes your outlook and it changes your perspective. And so despite the hard road, that's the piece that I'm grateful for. And, you know, thankfully, I'm here today as a healthy 37-year-old, and I am beyond grateful that that is the case, because I know that not everyone is afforded that same opportunity. And so this experience made me realize just how precious life is, how we can't take it for granted, because unfortunately, tomorrow isn't promised. You know, we all have these sliding door moments that really do change the path of our lives in front of us. You know, I wouldn't be who I am today had I not experienced all of that. I wouldn't have built the resilience I have or the courage to pursue what I have without those moments in my life. And I'm sure you yourself have had a moment in time that has impacted you, you know, made you question things or changed your views as well. And in moments where, you know, you have experienced something that's been big in your life or your business, it really does make you question what's most important to you. And I think we can all say that collectively we experienced that in 2020 when we faced the pandemic. And I know that it had an impact on me, and it certainly left its mark on many of us. You know, we reevaluated our lives, our businesses, our relationships, and of course, our health as well. And I myself made a huge change post-pandemic. After over a decade working at my local hospital, which was also alongside my business, I was at a crossroads. You know, after taking some time to really reflect, I realized that this isn't the role I want. This isn't where I want to be. This isn't the environment I want to be in or be a part of either. And so I had a choice to make: stay in the discomfort or make the courageous move to leave and live life on my terms and give my coaching business all that I had. And so for me, this was more than just a change in jobs. It was a real deliberate step towards living the life that's more aligned to what's most important to me, but ultimately what also lights me up the most as well. And so taking that step really reinforced to me what a difference it makes when you live in full alignment with your values. And as of today, I'm absolutely living a life and running a business that I absolutely love. I have ultimately created a lifestyle business that allows me to take the kids to school and pick them up, work with clients that I love and be part of their growth and evolution, spend time with those that I choose, and lead a life that is fully in alignment to what's most important to me. Leading a life that is based on what's most important to you really is the key to unlocking that fulfillment piece. When we focus all our attention, our time, and our focus into just one area of life, we can feel pretty unfulfilled. And I was actually reminded of this recently. I witnessed a situation a couple of weeks ago when I went out for tea for my dad's birthday, as I saw an old boss of mine from many, many years ago. He was out for tea with his family as well. What surprised me was he spent most of the time on and off his phone with business-related calls. And I can tell you they were business-related calls because I could hear him. One, he has quite a loud voice. And two, he was only at the next table. And this situation actually made me sad. You know, to look at him and his wife and his son and daughter and see that his business completely takes the lead. You know, in that moment, it was the priority over his family. And it emphasized to me how much I don't want that. I don't want to be sitting with my family now or years from now being consumed by my work and business. I want to be fully present and enjoying that time that I'm getting and having with my family. And so how do we do that? How do we, you know, align our actions with our values? The first step really is identifying what your values are. Start by looking at what is most important to you. What are the principles that you want to guide your life and your business? You know, some of my top values are family, connection, trust and honesty, growth. For you, it could be creativity or independence. Start gathering your list of values together and create your top 3 to 5. The next step is you want to assess your current reality. Look at your current life and business activities and ask yourself, are these actions and the way I'm spending my time a reflection of these values? This process can actually be quite eye-opening, as it often reveals the misalignments between what we do with our time and what we want to be doing with our time. And something that often comes up here is how much time we actually spend scrolling on our phone. But From awareness, we can actually make change. And so the next step really is about making conscious choices. You know, when you've clearly defined what your values are, you can make choices that are more aligned with these values. So this might actually mean saying no to projects that don't fit with your values and saying yes to those that do. It's about making that intentional decision that is in the best interest of you and what's most important to you. Now, when faced with a task or activity or project, you can analyze this by asking yourself, does it fit into these three categories? Do I enjoy it? Will it propel me forward? And does it align with my values? From there, you can make a decision. By focusing on what's most important and putting your attention on those tasks and activities that are in alignment to your values, you can then focus on what's most important to you as that priority, which means you're getting yourself closer to your goals, which means you're being more purposely productive as well. That means you're not wasting time or energy on the things that don't matter, the things that aren't as important, and ultimately don't move the needle forward. Being unproductive is wasting your time and energy on all the things that don't matter, that don't light you up, that don't move you closer to your goals, and don't generate income or the success that you're wanting either. Now, all that being said, we also need to set some clear boundaries that help protect your values, your time, and your energy as well. And they also help you stay true to what matters most as well. So learning to say no to the things that conflict with your values actually allows you to say yes to the things that do. You know, for me, I have very clear boundaries around my time, especially my business time. You know, I'm someone who works from home with an online business. And so it can be easy for there to be like blurred lines between the two worlds of life and business. And so to combat this, I have a designated workspace being my home office area in my home. And I also have very clear working hours as well. So my business runs when the kids are at school, which is Monday to Friday, 9 till 2:30. Outside of that time, I'm considered knocked off. There is no checking emails, there is no client calls, and it allows me to create more, in air quotation marks, balance, and to just be more productive too. Now, you know, as you go through life and business, you grow and, you know, things change and your values might evolve too. So it's really important that you take time to regularly check in with those values and reflect to see if they're still true for you or if they might need adjusting as well. Your values really do lead the way for you. They allow you to be more focused on what matters most and help you to use your time more efficiently as well. Now, something to consider when we're looking at time isn't just about time itself, but also our energy and how that actually affects how we show up as well. You know, with sickness that I've just endured and the family being down, it affected the way I was able to show up in my business, how I was able to show up for my clients, my ability to stay on top of the washing and the cooking and the cleaning and all those things too. So whilst I had the time, I didn't have the energetic capacity to do what I would normally do. Because time is something where we've got 24 hours in a day. Our energy isn't fixed like that. Our energy actually varies and changes and fluctuates throughout the day and depending on how we are as well. So if we're unwell, of course, we have a different energetic level throughout our day. So you might start your day feeling tired and not having a lot of energy until you have your morning coffee. And then that helps kickstart your day. You might also find that you might have a lot of energy in the morning, but come after lunch, you hit that afternoon slump. So when we become aware of our typical patterns around our energy, we can look at ways in which we can change our energy to help us use our time even better. So if we think about the daily tasks and activities we have in our lives and businesses, We can look at how much energy they require. And then we can make better decisions around when we choose to do these tasks and activities. You know, in my work day, I definitely have more energy at the start of the day. I begin the day with a nice long walk, which really energizes me and sets me up for my day. I then come to my desk, and that is when I check in with my clients. I run client sessions because my energy levels are at a high. And those activities in my business demand more from me. However, come post lunch, I'm starting to feel a bit tired. There's a little bit less juice in the tank, shall we say. So that's when I'll give my attention to emails or I'll do the admin side of my business. So I'm not just deciding on tasks based on time. I'm also deciding on them based on my energetic capacity as well. When we align tasks to our natural energy levels, it actually increases our productivity as well. There is nothing worse than sitting at a desk, feeling an energetic slump, and trying to force ourselves into pushing on, you know, creating content for social media. It just means that it takes us longer, the quality is nowhere near as good, so pushing through isn't always the answer. This is where the 80-20 rule can come into play. It is a powerful concept that can be applied to both business and life. And it states that 80% of our results come from only 20% of our actions. So being able to identify what your 20% of high value activities are can drastically improve your efficiency and effectiveness. So you can ask yourself, what are my tasks and activities that generate income in my business, that move the needle forward and make the biggest impact? And then focus on them first and foremost, every single day. You know, in business, this might mean focusing on the things that generate the most leads. It might be honing in on products that are most loved by your customers. It might be showing up on social media or ensuring that you send your weekly email newsletter. From a personal standpoint, it could involve investing more in activities that boost your well-being, like exercise or reading or spending time with your loved ones. And then from here, we can turn that insight into action. So when you go through and you do a bit of an audit on your time and you establish what your activities and tasks are, and in particular what your 20% is, you can then work out what those high value tasks are. And going forward, you can ask yourself, how can I prioritize these tasks to ensure that they receive the biggest share of my attention? And then I want us to switch gears a little bit here and think about, what do you love most about your business? What are the things in your business that you love doing the most? This question helps you to really concentrate on what you love, which not only increases your overall satisfaction, of course, but also often results in greater productivity and success as well. When we can redirect our time and our energy from those draining tasks that don't light us up to the ones that bring more fulfillment and our businesses benefit from, it can only lead to even better success for yourself. So remember when at school, you always had a class that you didn't like. You know, it might have been a subject you didn't like. For me, it was science. And the one that you did like, or the teacher that you loved, you get better results, you get better grades in the class that you actually enjoyed. You performed better in that class. It's the same principle here. When we look at the tasks and activities in our business in particular, and we invest our time and energy into those, our business actually grows more as well. Now, something I would love to remind you of here is that while you can always make more money, you cannot make more time. And it is why it's crucial to invest your time and spend it wisely. you know, as business owners, we aim to make the world a better place. You know, your business solves a problem for someone. By being more productive and intentional with your time, you can actually create a bigger impact, create more success, and of course, have more fulfillment as well. Investing your time where it matters most isn't just about business growth. It's about, you know, really cultivating that fulfilling life that allows you to focus on what's most important to you. By focusing on what you value, by being intentional with your time, by applying the 80-20 rule, by focusing on those activities that you love and enjoy, you can achieve that work-life harmony. This will lead you to not only thrive in your business, but thrive in your life as well. So productivity to me is all about making space for what truly matters most, prioritizing on what's most important, and ultimately living a more fulfilled life. Remember, it's not a fulfilled life if it's all about business. You don't want to look back on your life and realize you missed out on special moments with your loved ones because your business consumed you. You know, I want you to live a life on your terms, to do things that make you happy, to have that fulfillment piece, and spend and invest your time in a way that makes you happy, because life is short. I'm not sure if you've read this book, but The 5 Regrets of the Dying, honestly, if you haven't, you need to. It is a life-changing book that I highly recommend. So the author, Bronnie Ware, is a palliative care giver who cares for those at the end of their lives, and how these people often express the regrets that they had at the end of their time. And so she compiled them into the top 5, which are: number 1, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends. And I wish I had let myself be happier. This serves as a powerful reminder that time is our most precious resource, and how we choose to spend it matters. And so I want you to walk away from listening to this episode with a shift in perspective, a change in the way you spend your time and what you focus on. That business isn't about pushing or working harder. It's about working smarter, aligning your efforts with what truly matters most to you. Productivity isn't about cramming more tasks into your day. It's about ensuring those tasks benefit your life and business. Remember, every time you say no to something that doesn't align with your values, you're actually saying yes to something that does. And so I encourage you to think about the legacy you want to leave behind. What will you want people to remember about you, about how you spent your time and what you prioritized? Let that be the vision that guides your decisions and actions. So let's not aim to be busy. Let's aim to be impactful, purposeful, and above all, aligned with what brings us joy and fulfillment. Let's redefine what it means to be successful, because you have the power to mold a life that is not only successful, but deeply fulfilling as well. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. To learn more, you can go to ReneeO'Neill.com. I'm so grateful for you being here and super glad you've taken the time out for yourself to tune into today's episode. If you loved the episode, don't forget to hit subscribe so you can catch the next one when it's released. Also, if you share this podcast to your Instagram stories and tag me at ReneeO'Neill, I will be sure to send you a little gift straight to your DMs as a thank you.